Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy.
I just posted on my story, just did a poll on whether or not people agree. And I actually used to do this all the time. I would find things that were like kind of controversial or that had strong opinions on either end and see what the opinion was. So I'll read the post. And what it said. So it says, birth control was never about sexual liberation or freedom. It was about hiding God's calendar from his people by muting the wombs of his kingdom's queens. Okay, so first, like right when I read this, and definitely a part of me that used to not like the word God when I was moving away from religion and discovering more of what my own personal spiritual connection meant, the word God was a little bit icky for a while. So when I see things like God and his kingdom, his people, I gotta be honest, still there's a part of me that feels a little bit defensive when I see those comments. So that is a huge point to take note that, okay, if we can omit that piece of it, if you notice there's any part of you that has an aversion to the word God, maybe because of how you grew up or just the perception of people in your life or in your circle that you've seen and how they relate to God, that for me was huge. I never really felt like that the word was expressed beautifully. I don't feel like I was able to witness the beauty of religion growing up, just a lot of the oppressive energy that religion holds. There's a long period of time where I didn't want to say the word God. I would exclusively say universe. And now I feel like I've come to more of a sense of forgiveness for my upbringing and the efforts that were made in the people in my community and just finding a commonality. So although there's so much difference in how we show up within our faith, choosing to resonate with the piece of both of us that is truly connected to something bigger, that is in choosing to honor what feels good, what is good for the collective, and in service in this human life. So there is that piece of commonality. If we can choose just to pay attention to that piece, there is a little bit more peace in the word God. So I've come to that place where it doesn't really give me the ick anymore. But if you can omit that, let's just say if it was saying birth control is not about sexual liberation or freedom, it was about hiding this universal calendar by muting the wombs of the feminine. And in some way, that for me at least brings a little bit more alleviation into just the neutrality, bringing more neutral ground into how we speak about women's bodies. But there is truth to both of this. And when I first read this post, it actually kind of reminded me of prescription medication for depression, anxiety, mental health issues. I have had clients in the past who've been on these medications. I have family and friends who have been saved from these medications at a depressive state. So I personally have not taken it. So I can't speak for other people in their experience and the journey that it took for them to get to where they are. But there is power in being able to have the support and the resources that we have in this modern society to get us to a higher state of being without making that the ultimate source of our happiness, our existence. The way that I see medication, birth control, is quite similar. Medication allows people to have kind of like a boost. If they're in a really low place, you can receive that little ounce of, okay, I can get my foot off the ground. I can begin to show up a little bit better. I can just have the will to get back into a flow, to just feel normal again, until I have the power to be way beyond normal. And it's quite actually similar for me, and I'll definitely speak for myself, with birth control. Being able to have the knowing that I was safe with the help of birth control allowed me to have so much more of my own connection to my own sexuality. So there is an opportunity for sexual freedom when you have this underlying knowing that you are safe. And so for me, that was like a huge part of my journey in being able to come into myself and to know that there are certain things that I can actually alleviate from the pressure. Alleviate it in me stepping into my power. Can I actually take away some of these technical parts that actually instill fear that could lead to something that I'm not ready for? So birth control offered me that sense of sexual liberation, much how medication is able to offer certain people the ability to just get out of bed, to start to feel like themselves, to show up and be functioning in the world again. However, neither of those should be the end all be all. That shouldn't be how we rely on our ultimate existence. It's like a crutch. Like, you break your leg, during your healing process, you use crutches. And until you are ready to get back on your feet, you're gonna have the support and you're gonna practice walking and practice just existing normally in the world until you are ready to function on your own. And so that should be the intention of any type of medication that we take. There should be this desire and a willingness to be off of it, to find the version of yourself that is on the other side of this crutch. And so with this, obviously that this one statement is a little bit extreme, that it can, you know, you can believe that the intention of birth control was to eliminate our power. But if we don't want to demonize and go into that rabbit hole of saying that everything is evil, if we want to just own the fact that, yeah, birth control actually disconnects us from our ability to know what's happening in our body. You are silencing your cycle. You are missing out on the crucial shifts that are happening week by week in your body that are actually very evident as to what's going on. You know when you're able to reproduce. You know when your body's in a purge state. You know when you're actually more available for an invitation, for love, for flirtation with life, relationships, opportunities. So being able to play with that is an incredible power. And the womb holds this creative potential that we actively need in this lifetime. So by silencing the womb and relying on birth control to be our path to sexual freedom, or the only trustable source in what's happening within our body, we are surrendering our own power. So if you have the ability, if you have it in you to find yourself to move away from birth control, I'm not saying that is for everybody, but there is power in being able to learn and trust what's happening within your body's cycle. And it's ultimately just everyone's path. For me, that was so, so necessary for me to be on birth control for many years of my life, because that allowed me the freedom to just be who I wanted to be, to discover what my own sexuality meant, to discover how to feel safe within my own body. And so that is a beautiful avenue to get to where it is that you want to be. But when you find that you've landed in a place that not is 100% comfortable, I'm not saying that we need to aim for the point where you are fearless and thoughtless, because that won't exist, that point of never feeling this ounce of unknown and uncertainty will never fully arrive. But finding yourself just at the edge, we're like, okay, I'm in a place now where I do feel comfortable and safe, but there is still like a window of expansion that's available to me. And so by testing out where that edge is, knowing when the right time is to play with your edge, you can find that there's so much opportunity to get to know your own creative potential. And so whatever that may mean for you, this could be something that just gives you insight into maybe how birth control has assisted in your own sexual freedom. Or it could be a calling that you feel that maybe there is a desire to get deeper connected to your womb and to be able to hear her voice and learn the continuous dialogue that's happening within your body. Whatever that means for you, trust that there's actually so many sides and moving pieces to this statement. And I really just love this post because both are totally true. That there is an element of expansion available with the modern day birth control methods, but there is a part of us that actually is losing a connection with our own body. So learning to see, okay, at what point am I ready? Or am I wanting to find a deeper connection? And whether that means being off of birth control, finding a different method, or just simply being deeper connected to your own body cycle, practicing whatever that looks like for you, so that you aren't exclusively reliant on something outside of you. So that this could apply to everybody in so many different ways. So I encourage you to feel in to how this share sits with you.